Recorded Books presents A Stray Dog for Christmas, How Susie Was Adopted by Jack Jokinen, illustrated by Wendy Tan, read by Evan Hartso. It was 2 weeks before Christmas, on a cold winter's night. A stray dog wandered the streets alone. She didn't yet have a name, but she would soon be called Susie. The snowflakes blew in circles. The ground froze beneath her paws. Her stomach growled. Susie looked up and down the street, but all she saw was a blanket of snow. "I need somewhere warm to spend the night," Susie thought with a shiver. So she walked and walked and walked. Finally, Susie saw a light, a soft, welcoming light. It shined through an open door to a lovely house. She peeked inside, and her little heart skipped a beat. The house smelled like cinnamon and pine cones. Warm air wrapped around her face, tickling her whiskers and inviting her in. "It's comfy and cozy in here," Susie thought. "I'll just rest my head for a little while." Soon she was curled up, fast asleep. Outside, a neighbor noticed the open front door. "How strange," he said. He reached in and closed the door. The neighbor did not know it, but he had shut Susie inside. When morning came, a woman entered the living room.
"Ah, there's a dog in our house," she gasped.
"How on earth did you get in here?" she asked. Susie slowly leaned forward and wondered, "Will she like me? Will she be my friend?" That's when the woman ran upstairs, shouting,
"Jack, there's a dog in our house!"
"Of course there is, Emily," said Jack. "His name is George, and he's a very good boy."
"No, silly, not our dog," Emily cried. "There's another dog in our house, and she's on the stairs."
Confused, Jack jumped out of bed and ran to take a look. There was Susie, staring up at him with her big brown eyes.
"What? How? When? Why?" Jack asked.
But Susie didn't bark or move. She studied the man with the funny look on his face. She wondered, "Will he like me? Will he be my friend?" Just then, Susie's stomach rumbled. Jack leaned over her and said,
"You poor thing. You're all skin and bones. Let's get you some food."
"Food?" Her ears perked up. While Jack grabbed a bowl, Susie wiggled her butt and wagged her tail. The food tasted better than anything she could remember. She gobbled it up happily until her hunger went away. When Susie looked up, she was shocked to see the other dog, George, who had poked his head into the kitchen. Susie looked at him. He looked back at her. Susie wondered if George was friendly like Emily and Jack. She wondered, "Will he like me? Will he be my friend?" Susie glanced back at Jack and Emily. She looked around the house, at the twinkling lights and bright decorations. Then she peeked out the window at the cold, snowy city. Susie didn't want to be outside and alone again. She wanted to stay with the family inside the house that smelled like cinnamon and pine cones. So Susie did something brave. She took
Sample complete. Ready to continue?